Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina's host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, before we get rolling here, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is really the only guy out there that's trying to help commentators like myself. We've been unable to make any money online, which is where we're picking up a good portion of what we make and how we keep the show going. And listen, you'll get some value. You'll get some value for your. You don't have to call it a donation, but look, you buy pillows, sheets, bedspreads, whatever it is that he has there. He's got slippers, he's got dog beds, he's got kids' pillows with scripture on them. Just go to MyPillow.com and check it out. On your way out, you use promo code Joe. You'll save between 50 or 60% depending on the product. I make a few bucks, he makes a few bucks, he keeps people working. It's what we're supposed to be doing. We should be helping each other out. So, you know, really, seriously, go out of your way to take a look. Next time you think of your pillows, you think of your slippers, your sheets, your pillowcases, anything along those lines, check it out first. Remember, you don't have to buy anything. Go there. Check it out. If you decide the product isn't what you want, then move on. Buy it from the Chinese. Make them happy. What do you want? God forbid you should make Americans happy. Keep the money here. They don't need any more of our money. Sody Smith joins us as she does every week. Always love it when she kicks it off with me. And so, Sody, how we doing? Everything okay? Did you get your tea? Heat things up?
But I'm in agreement with you. I mean, every time I'm trying to wean myself off of shopping from Amazon, but we all know how convenient that is. But what makes, you know, insult turn into injury or vice versa, everything comes from China.
Yep.
And I'm like... Well,
Amazon got caught duplicating popular products. Did you hear about that?
No, what?
So when they have a hot selling item, and I don't care, nose clippers, I don't know, anything.
Right? Oh, God, okay.
Well, hey, I'm trying for something.
Anyway, what you would come up with, okay.
Yeah, all right, toenail clippers, I don't know, anything along those.
Oh,
I'm a man.
That's
I can't come
better.
Up with anything better than that. So... they find that these products are very popular, and maybe they're already made in China or they're made through a local company. They will take that and duplicate it, and they have China do it for them, right? They make the product, and then they sell it. It's an Amazon guaranteed product, all right? They've got caught doing this several times. So again, you're dealing with a company that's unethical, that steals from the little guy. And you know what they do. And on top of that, now they're one of, I think it's 9 companies, including Levi's, that is paying for women to go to abortion-friendly states should they want to get an abortion. Should they want to exercise their reproductive health care, Amazon will pick up that money.
Wow.
So, you know, we have to do less and less and less to allow that to happen, don't we?
Wow. But they're just so convenient. No, I totally agree with you.
Well, the killing the kids thing is just secondary, I'm sure. It doesn't happen that often. What's a few kids if I could save some money?
Those packages, doggone it, they arrive. We get sucked into a lifestyle, just like news. You know, I mean, we all cheer when Donald Trump, he had a rally today, and he was fake news, and we all... But we got... I still have friends who listen to local KCAL. We're in California. They listen to the local stations. As many times as I've tried to explain to them that they're not getting accurate information, and then they've seen how they are not, they go, well, I just tune in for the weather, and then they leave it on. And then they repeat back to me the crap that's told on those networks, or those channels.
They believe it to be true.
They believe it to be true. And there's so many things like that. I mean, really, I don't know when we're going to come up with something better than Amazon, and I hope we do, because I don't want to use Amazon. But I also, living in California, don't want to go to a store where I'm going to have to deck somebody because they say something to me about wearing a mask. You know, so I haven't gone anywhere in 2.5 years, 3 years, whatever it was. So it's just they lull us into this, like they lulled us into Google and Facebook. And now we're slowly weaning ourselves off of those places.
Well, if you think about it, in most cases, right, it is you get it the next day, even if you order it by, 5 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock at night, you'd have to get to your point, you'd have to get in the car, you'd have to get dressed up, you got to head over to the store, you don't quite know if they're going to have the one you want. You know what I'm saying?
And the return policy is so easy.
Yeah, it is.
So we just have to come up with some... Listen, I didn't think that we were going to come up with another Twitter or Facebook alternative, because trust me, a lot of people were talking to me for years about, we're starting one. And I think that their intentions were good, but it takes an enormous amount to duplicate a Facebook or a Twitter. And I think now, and I know that you mentioned that there's problems with Getter, but this is the first time we've had an alternative. You know, Rumble. We have an alternative now.
Right.
But that took years to come, and I believe that we're gonna find the same with Amazon, because honestly, I don't like shopping on Amazon.
Me neither.
But I'm addicted.
All
it's
right.
Like that bad boyfriend.
All right. I never had a bad boyfriend, thank God.
Sure.
Anyway, we'll be
did.
Back in a few minutes. Don't go for people. We'll be right back with Sonya Schmidt.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation and truly being part of the solution. It's going to do both. You got to get informed before you engage. Because, yeah, seriously, if you have the information, it's very hard for them to push. It doesn't mean they won't, but it's very hard for them to push back. And I always say the same thing. Let them push back on you. Do not be afraid of these people. I'm so tired of hearing how, I don't want to insult so-and-so, and I don't want this to happen with so-and-so. And I was like, stop. You're talking to the wrong guy. I insult everybody. I don't care who you are. If you're doing something stupid or saying something stupid earlier, let me bring her on for a second. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time, have a lot of fun with her. when she is on the show. And Sonia, I started to say that, you know, earlier in the show, I started talking about how I truly believe the more and more I look at the numbers, the more and more I take the actual time to do some research, I do believe that the presidential race was stolen from Donald Trump. Okay. And I have no problem saying that, because when you break down the numbers, when you look at this through the lens of actual physical numbers and voters or what have you, you can't tell me he lost. When one state has 72,000 ballots that were returned that they never mailed out, that's a problem. When another state has 24,000 ballots that were cast in two counties on the same night, man, that's a lot of fast driving from 24,000 people, right? I mean, you keep going down that road to another state found, what was it, Maricopa County, 7,800 active voters, people who had been dead for years.
Right.
So these people had voted in the last couple of elections, and those people were dead for a while. So you have to sit back and say, if you're honest, or if you really want to be honest, then this has to be looked into. You have to take care of these numbers, or you enjoy being a liar. And then our people will push back on me.
Hey.
Go ahead, Melissa.
And again, I think they push back because they want to belong to the club. They don't want to be looked at as a conspiracy theorist. You have to understand, for the past at least 40 years that I've been paying attention, is the left has done a really good job of making fun of Republicans anybody who wants to be a part of that. So anytime that you side with something that Republicans believe, especially now that it's so populist and MAGA and all that, they're not like, those same guys aren't likely to side with you. But their argument on all of this evidence is, I think there are many that will agree, okay, well, there's evidence of shenanigans, but does it mean that that would be a Trump victory? So that's as far as they need to go with that. You know, like, is this going to mean a Trump? But here's the thing that I think, whether they are willing to concede that it's a Trump victory or not, they ought to be able to understand how voter integrity in our country, it's one of the stalemates. We voting for us is, I mean, there's always been cheating in voting. There's always been a problem. But now we're at a point where we need to go, let's look at this and let's fix it. Whether you believe that there were enough counts that Trump would win or not, you have to look at what happened and say that we need to stop the lies. We need to look at the machines, get rid of them. And, you know, even France is doing a better job than we are. So,
everybody's doing a better job than we are. Are you serious?
So I think that whether, you know, when you do talk to the left, who can only go so far, here's the line, and they're only able to go right up here. We want to talk about voter integrity and the belief in our voter system, because if we don't believe in it, we're not going to vote, and our votes won't count. You know, our votes won't count anymore. I'm really concerned with our next election, because I don't know that we've done enough. We've exposed the truth, but I don't know that we've done enough at alleviating the problems in terms of the mail-in ballots and in terms of the machines and all that. I don't know that we've alleviated that. So are we going to have a repeat? And once we have a repeat the second time, we don't get the country back.
I agree with you. No question about it. I think there's going to be so many people that are going to step back and go, look, it doesn't matter what we do. We're going to keep losing anyhow.
Why are we doing it?
But that goes to the belly of the country. I mean, the Americans, or the Revolutionary War, we lost a lot of skirmishes. We lost a lot of little wars, little battles, I'll say. And then when we saw the British out in the harbor, when we knew who was coming at us and what they were coming at us for, as you learned in that class, we still fought. We still stayed with it. We fought till died or won.
We do have to fight. We do have to fight. But we've got
technology.
But
do we have the stomach anymore?
Oh, I think that the left has been so good at gutting our stomachs for so long. I don't know that we do. I think that we Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of us who just lie down and ask for government help and call it a day. It's really scary to me what I think could happen if we don't win this next election. I'm hopeful of the amount of Republicans that are winning seats right now.
Look, the party itself is afraid of Trump. And look at what happened in Ohio the other night. Every one of the people that he endorsed won.
Yeah.
And so, they're sitting back going, oh, my God, how do we stop this man? He has too much power.
Why would they stop him? He's an example of what men should be, and a statesman in his own inimitable way should be. Why are they afraid of that?
Oh, because it's the truth. Evil people are always afraid of the truth. You know that.
Good Lord.
Come on.
You know what? Here's my, because you always call me Pollyanna, and I'm a writer, and I come up with fantasies. But I kind of thought this guy would show up and show what it was like to be a winner, show what it was like to be masculine, whether he's immature or not, I don't care, it doesn't matter, but show what it's like to be a winner, show what the American people are interested in, and they would go, oh, yeah, and they would jump on board. That's not what they're doing, apparently.
Well, I'm wondering, again, with him not being there at the helm, you got other people that aren't as strong as him. Look at the next
couple
coming in.
He's more at the helm than anybody
Mitch
else.
Mitch McConnell, what's his name, Kevin McCarthy, who pretty much as useless as a pimple on a pig's behind. I mean, seriously, none of this makes any... It makes perfect sense. I have to stop saying that. It makes perfect sense. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're looking for. They know what they want to
happen. You have to remember that God knows what's going on, too. And I do believe he still loves America.
Well, you hear the music. We're going for a break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt right after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control is looking into 109 cases of hepatitis in American children that spans across 25 states and territories. CDC Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases Jay Butler says the illnesses have been severe.
Overall, more than 90% of these patients under investigation were hospitalized. 14% received liver transplants, and more than half had a confirmed adenovirus infection.
Butler says 5 children have died from the illness. The April jobs report shows the nation's economy added 428,000 new jobs in April, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. Stocks ending the week on a down note, losing 98 points. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Sonia, sit down. There's no dancing on the show. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FRIELD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me. What are you looking at me like that for?
Yeah, I used to be able to bust a move, and now all I can do is bust a hip. Oh,
I don't know if I was ever able to bust a move, but... I was one of those guys that sat in the corner and made believe like my knee was hurting me or something. That's the way I have to dance that way,
you know? Even when you were 17 at the high school dance.
Oh, you mean at the disco? Knee. Is that what you say? At the roller rink, maybe? Even
yeah.
Till, you know, we had those back. We did have those. But, no, you know what was funny? I love to joke about this now. Is I remember all the girls sitting at the table. They want to dance. And you go, no, I don't dance. I don't dance well. You're all going to make fun of me. Well, I'll make fun. Nobody makes fun. And you sit at the table. And I used to wait. And after a while, they'd be making fun of the guys on the dance floor. They go, oh, I'm sorry, ladies. Nobody makes fun of you? No, I'm not
that
doing that. I'm not walking into that one. Thank you very much.
That is true. If you're really bad, we will laugh, especially black girls. We have no filter between what's funny and what we shouldn't laugh at. So don't.
Oh, I
go
think
to
y'all laugh at everything. I'm serious.
We do. That's the beauty of black women. We ain't going to spare your feelings. That doesn't mean we don't like you and we're not going to give you the chance. It's just that if you do something funny, we're laughing at it.
God. No, you should. You should. If you can't laugh at yourself and make fun of yourself for some of the stupid stuff
I
you
agree.
Do, that's right. That's exactly right. There's something wrong with you.
It's
not
agree.
A big deal.
And that's the problem with the left. What can they laugh about themselves about?
Well, they don't laugh at anything about themselves. You already know that.
They don't laugh, right? Unless it's
and matter of fact,
spirited.
Well, because what might happen is by making fun of themselves for being, you know, overweight, bad dance, or whatever, I guess. There might be dance shaming, right? You know, they had slut shaming and fat
right,
shaming.
Right, they got to change everything to shaming or some sort of virtue signaling. So, no, they're laughing and enjoying life and looking at yourself clearly is this verboten for those people?
You know, I'm going
to. I can laugh at some things about. I can laugh about the right.
I laugh at a lot of stuff about myself and the right. You know?
And the right. If it's funny, it's funny. Even if it's not true. Like, and I always hearken back to that joke about on that SNL sketch, who Tina Fey did a wonderful job of Sarah Palin. But
oh,
when
yeah.
She said,
yeah, she did a great job for her.
Wonderful job. We can appreciate that, right? But when she said, I can see Russia from my house. We knew that that's not what she said, but it was a great joke. It was like, you didn't. But they didn't get the joke. They honestly thought that was verbatim what she said. And it was like, oh, y'all don't even know how to. As a comedy writer, I'm going, y'all don't get comedy and y'all don't get the nuance of that joke. How you twisted it and made it funny is funny. But it's not real.
Well, all right. So let's have a little bit of fun here. Because we don't get to do that much, right? So, apparently, Joe Biden has a czar. I'll say at this point, we're going to call it a kitchen appliance czar, okay?
Yeah.
She is an energy czar, but she has seemed to have focused in on kitchen appliances.
Okay.
And she's very upset that Americans are washing dishes by with the machine. And that they're washing laundry in a washer and dryer and thinks we should go back to washing dishes by hand and drying laundry on a clothesline. Okay? Whoa. She told an audience that she's coming up with almost 100 different regulations on how kitchen appliances should be made or used or what have you. That she was appalled to find out that a washer and dryer is the most energy-consuming product that you have in your home. And I'm sitting there going, with all the stuff going around, this is all you can come up with.
We're about to get blowed up by Russia and China.
Well, they're not important.
You know what? But our washer and dryers are just not energy efficient enough. Even though, don't we have to buy those appliances with that star rating? And didn't we go through this years ago where
and,
they said that,
And where do they come from? Where are they coming from? They
China. China. Trump's
and in California, they're kicking out they want to do away with natural gas. So what they want you to do is they want you to buy more electrical appliances, right? So they want your what?
Go ahead. Where does the power come from? Do they know that it takes more power to make a Prius than a Hummer?
They don't care. Somebody was talking about the breakdown.
Virtue signaling. Well, the useful idiots only care about virtual signaling. But these people like the Biden higher-ups who you're talking about, there's a lot of money. You talked earlier about Big Pharma and all that and how this all kind of like siphons itself into the people who make money on this stuff. It's the same thing with global warming and
energy.
But
you and I talked about this once before. It's like when people go into the voting booth, they know that if they vote for conservative, even if they are a conservative, let's say they don't have a job and they're having trouble making ends meet and what have you, they know that if they vote for conservative, they're going to lose that check or a portion of that check. Okay? Because you can't stay on welfare or unemployment or disability for 117 years. Right? And they know that's going to happen. You know, Pfizer just made, in the first quarter, Pfizer made $26 billion from vaccine sales alone. Right?
And
so,
here's the thing is you can't sue if you have a problem with the vaccines. That's the beauty of vaccines, is that there's no repercussions for them putting out a bad vaccine.
No.
You can't sue.
But so, if the left, if the progressives are really for the downtrodden and you know the people who need help, I think $26 billion, even half of that, could buy a lot of hotels for homeless folks and...
You're trying to be all logical and stuff. You're not logical. They go, yeah, we hate big pharma. We hate big companies, and they shouldn't be making it. But people should be vaxxed, so it doesn't matter if they're making. They're not. I'm not going to say they're not smart people, because there's a lot of smart people who I knew, especially in Hollywood, on the left. They're just ideologues who don't put two and two together.
Well, they do, and they just don't know what it adds up to.
Yeah, I remember when I lived in Europe for a short period of time. It was like a year and a half. And I noticed how they used their appliances. There were these tiny little, you know, tiny little washer, dishwashers, washer dryers. You plugged them. They were electric. You plugged them in. You got to take one thing out to use another. And I thought, this is a really terrible way to live. And I knew that the left was itching for us to live like Europe. So I'm not surprised to hear what you say about this Biden czar who's saying that we need to do things differently, and I don't think they're going to be happy until we do have these miniature-sized washer dryers that you got to plug in and switch around. I don't know why they think all that stuff is cool.
But, you know, I used to think that John Kerry was just playing the fool a while back when he was talking about all the green stuff and all what have you. And when he came out, when Russia started bombing Ukraine, do you remember the only thing he was concerned about? Is the amount of pollution coming from the...
See?
He's like, do they understand what they're doing to the ecosystem? Do they understand what this is going to do to climate change?
But you have useful idiots like all the college kids they've trained up to go, yeah, what about the environment? You know, there's a handful of grown-ups left.
Here's a quick line for you before we go to break from his climate czar. Take a listen.
We have solutions that can deliver. We're actually going to do 100 rules this year alone on appliances,
100.
Just like you asked. We are developing partnerships on how we work together for new building standards, even for sustainable airlines. Who'd have thunk that they'd be all in, but they better be or they're going to be out of here.
So,
ooh.
See, I mean, God bless America. Seriously, the airlines are going to go green. Go ahead, honey. You fly that plane. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.
I don't know why you don't believe that's going to happen.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. That's really the best way to do this. You know, get informed, and then we'll make something happen together. I promise. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up here in a minute. So this bit joins me as he does every week. And sometimes I con her into staying for the second hour, and it's always great. Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah.
And I just noticed my battery's really low, so if I disappear, I'm not being rude, but
sure,
that's what happened.
Don't you know how to plug in? We'll wait.
But I had a full battery when we started. Somebody's being chatty.
Did you
use up all my battery?
What did you do to make all that happen?
I don't know.
So, where are we? Okay, this one gets your blood boiling during the break, so I'm just going to
do it again. Everything gets my blood boiling.
So what do you think about, child vasectomies for 10-year-olds? They're floating.
Would that be for boys, or would that be for girls? Just let me check.
How would you give it to... Oh, my God, this is already confusing, and I haven't even started the story yet. They're talking about, it sounds like some futuristic story, right? But they're talking about not mandatory, but kind of pushing the 10-year-old boys get vasectomies. And the reason being is that it seems that 12-year-old girls, the pregnancies in 12-year-old girls have increased over the last few years. Well, they've been locked up at home, okay? We don't know who they're having the sex with to begin with. And why do we pick on the 10-year-olds? And there's been 750,000 U.S. pregnancies, I think it was last year. And so they're saying, you know, they're, for the most part, they're kids their own age, they're boys their own age. And they think, think about this, they think the way to do this is to give a boy a vasectomy. Why not give a, why not tie a young girl's tubes? Can't they untie those later on?
They tried that too. It's not like they don't do that. And they do that by race.
But what is wrong with teaching these kids about morality and stop dressing these kids and stuff? You know, they're talking about over-sexualizing our kids. They're doing it, not us.
No, I'm sorry. They don't talk about over-sexualizing
our
kids.
No, we do, I guess.
We do. So, okay, so first question. Why do they do a why would they promote vasectomies for 10-year-old boys? I'm assuming they're boys. Because, all right, let me just back up for a second. And this comes from doing the research that I had to do to write my global warming book.
Okay.
The people that are in control now, and they're sort of the bosses of us, are these zero population people. They honestly are not in favor of procreating. And the Bible says, you know, the Bible promotes procreation.
Right.
They're always the opposite of what the Bible says. So one of the things that they promote is they promote a pristine earth environment, which means that the population has to die down.
Oof.
Well, I don't want to say the theys. Y'all have to do your own research. But the theys that are... Oh, it says low battery. But when you look at everything that's happening, and like vaxes that are causing problems with reproduction, reproduction in children, them talking about transgender and sex confusion in children. When you look at all that, you can put it really under the umbrella, and y'all can call me crazy if you want, but you can put it in the umbrella of zero population. What they want to do is decrease the population of humans because they want to make Earth pristine. I can go a step farther in what they're saying too, but let's just call it at that. So if you're telling boys that they're not really boys, that they could be girls, but yet their body parts, both 12-year-old girls and 10-year-old boys, are having an attraction towards one another, but they're not really boys and they're not really girls, they can call each other what they want, I could naturally see how there is would be a boosted number of pregnancies. These are also people who promote abortions. So abortions in girls also propagate a problem with their what do you call that? Their interior body parts. So that having children in the future becomes problematic. The more abortions that you have, the more difficult it's going to be for you to, you could run the risk of not being able to have children in the future. I'm just saying all things tie back into this whole thing of zero population growth.
Wow.
And that's, yeah, I mean, that's where my head goes because I did the research for this book that I wrote, Devin Sebi's Real Deal on Global Warming. And I found out that this has nothing to do with global warming. It has nothing to do with the planet or saving the planet. It has everything to do with power and money and what they call the pristine earth and zero population.
Well, I believe that. You know, what these guys are doing and what they're pushing on our kids, what they're pushing on the people around us. It's just amazing to me, right? And again, it's them telling these people, these weak-minded people, oh, the best thing for you to do to help the planet and to help your son is to get him a vasectomy. It's a 10-minute procedure. Don't worry about it. He won't feel any pain. And he
not
won't
a
even
big
know
deal.
Difference.
And just think, he won't be able to impregnate another one. So he can have free sex, which is another thing that the left promotes. He can have free sex all of his future with whatever he chooses. And if he does choose women, girls, he's not going to get them pregnant.
God,
we're in a real sick place.
And they don't. And again, they don't care. I don't care how you put it. They
don't not only care; they're promoting this. This is their agenda, and I call it the transgender now. This is their transgender. They are trying to ruin our children. They're trying to, this is, you said it earlier, it's the party of death, and whether they do it through confusion or abortion before they're even able to get a quick start, whatever it is, this is the party of death.
Yeah,
and I hate to be the bearer of that news because it's difficult, but it's clear.
You're right. I can't argue with you because, like, again, doing these stories all the time is kind of tough. And I'm not whining by any stretch of the imagination, but it is kind of tough because sometimes you sit here and you go,
"Why?"
You're sitting here and you think to yourself, with all these stories, they start to tie together.
They tie together.
And I think did I tell you this earlier about what was it? Oh God, who? Oh. CNN put out a series of stories, CNN and MSNBC, and the stories were built around breastfeeding being bad. Breastfeeding was unnatural. Okay? Think about that. I lost her, huh? Yeah, I lost her. That's all right. I think I can finish it up on my own. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Sonya Smith, for some of you, and she may slap me around for saying this, but I don't really care. For some of you, Sonya's birthday is Sunday. Mother's Day, isn't that kind of cool? I think it's kind of cool. So, I don't know. Wish her a happy birthday. Do something to help make her day. You can send them to me, and I'll forward them to her. Send me an email to joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com, and it'll make her day. Seriously, I'll send those over to her, I promise. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, because that's what I want you to be part of the solution. It's the only way we can really, it's the only way that we really make the change. I really wanted to play Happy Birthday for Sonya. I just couldn't find it. God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You will need it someday and at some time. And I do appreciate it. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Read the stories. There's a lot happening there. A lot going on up there that I want you to be part of. And engage. This is the year. This is the time for engagement. I know we always say this election is the most important election of my lifetime. We all say it. We all got it. I get it. But it really is. It really is another very extremely important election. You saw the difference. When we got Donald Trump elected, you saw how the others really didn't do what they needed to do. Right? Republicans. And therefore, he couldn't get done what he needed to get done. So this time, get out, do something, make a difference. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend. And you know what? Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.